Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
And welcome to another weekend of Focus on the Community. I'm Frank Rush, being joined this week by Aaron Gregory, who's with us from the YMCA. Now, of course, the Y in this area is Clay County and Vigo County, but you mainly spend your time at the Terre Haute facility, right?
Well, I live down in Terre Haute, so that's where my office is, but I work out of both YMCAs.
Okay. So in Terre Haute, though, we've got a special event that is coming up to benefit the Y.
Yes. The Heartthrob 5K. It takes place on February 23rd. It is our heart health fun run for Valentine's Day. It's one of the only races that you will see competition, including your partner. So there is an award for the fastest couple, which is kind of fun. You can get off the couch with your partner and come out and run. You can just register for the race online at heartthrob.itsyourrace.com and pick that option, or you can run for yourself.
Now, if you're like me and more of a couch potato, you have the walk part too.
Yes, there is an option to walk, and that's for, you know, for all levels. If you just want to get out with your friend and family and come support the Y.
My wife tells me that I'm typically more of a stroll than a walk. But
my husband would be strolling right next to you, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. So there is something for everybody, though.
Yeah, and afterwards, you can enjoy some cupcakes from Tears of Elegance in the main gym at the Vigo YMCA down in Fairbanks Park.
Shouldn't you do that before? That way we can exercise off the cupcakes.
I feel like that wouldn't work very well for our might have a tummy ache.
Oh, well.
So, but if you've never had them before, they're fantastic cupcakes, and they will have special awards for our age group winners as well.
Okay, so what's the divisions here as far as age group? What do you divide them up as?
There are several. I would just recommend going on the website to have them all broken down. Yeah. But it goes up to age 65 and higher. Okay. So, it's about every 5 years we break it down.
And you got something for the kids too, so that way, I mean, they've got their own little age group, because they usually tend to have a lot more energy than the rest of us anyway.
Yeah, and kids are welcome to do the 5K, or they can do a 1 mile fun run that we will send off early.
Benefits the Y. Why does it benefit the Y? I mean, tell us about that. What does the Y need?
Thank you for asking that. You know, a lot of people see the Y as a place to exercise, and it's so much more. You know, right now we just launched a membership discount. We are waiving the fees for all of our federal employees because that's what the Y does. We're here to help people in the community to better themselves, to support them in their times of need. We have a special financial assistance program that allows us to do that. So for those who qualify, you have to fill out the paperwork. If you need help having your school or your child in after school care or in summer camp, we will help to offset those costs. If you need help just getting into the Y and taking part in sports or membership, we can help to offset some of those costs as well. And that's all through our financial assistance program that events like this support.
And that's something kind of interesting too. For folks that maybe can remember, the history of the Y started out as much more and a lot different than just a place to go exercise. And I'm not talking about just the Y in Brazil and Terre Haute, but the YMCA history dates back, 100 years? Close to it.
Yeah.
And it started out a lot different, but it's kind of morphed into something that's a lot more than just an exercise program. Now, like you said, you're more of a community type benefit to everybody.
Right. We are. We do have the opportunities to exercise, of course, and to swim at Rose Holman, thanks to their partnership with us, and to do aquatics, aerobics classes over there. But we also have youth and adult sports. We have after school care in Clay and Putnam County, as well as in Vigo County. We have summer camp throughout the whole summer and, of course, over spring break. Fall break, anytime that your children are out of school, we provide the opportunity to host them in a safe environment for an affordable cost. So they don't have to be at home alone, or you don't have to take time off work if you need to continue to make money and support your family.
And it's a structured event too, because let's face it, you're not taking the kids and just sticking them in a corner and say, here, we'll make sure that you don't, break something or wander off. I mean, you've actually got some structured activities and lots of planning that goes into this.
Absolutely. We have STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, and math. We want to enrich them and help them to build relationships so that they see it as valuable and fun, so they want to come back.
And of course, if folks want to get involved in these things, they need to register for them. They need to come in and see you guys, because, I mean, you want to serve as many people as you can, but there is a limit.
Yeah. Heartthrob.itsyourrace.com is the website for the race. You can also visit it at our newly launched and revamped website, which is ymcaswv.org. That has all of our class information for exercise classes, all of our schedules for sports and summer camp and facility hours, and all of our updates, including a blog, is on there. So.
Oh, okay, cool. And now you mentioned the partnership with Rose. That's something that's relatively new, and it's also something that's very important to you guys.
Absolutely. We would love to provide everything for our members that we can.
Yeah.
And some of that means reaching out to community partners in order to make those things happen. So Rose Holman gives us the opportunity for open swim in the mornings to do lap swim for our adults from 6 to 10 and then 11 to 1 are some new hours. And we also have aquatics aerobics class Monday and Wednesday mornings at 8:30. So through those, you have the chance to, you know, do some lap swim or aerobics if you have arthritis or troubles with, you know, limbs and that kind of thing where impact exercise is a little harder. This gives you the chance to do that in a really beautiful facility if you've ever been there. It's really nice.
And for somebody like myself who's maybe not into this, it's kind of surprising to me, but there is quite a bit of demand for these kind of programs.
Yeah.
And this kind of service that you guys provide. I mean, you literally have got quite a few people that take part and want more of this type of thing.
Absolutely. At our aerobics classes that just started a couple of weeks ago, we see anywhere from 25 plus members. Coming out, and it's for Y members only. So it's a really great opportunity, and we are the only place in the area that provides it. So
now, of course, I'll just spend a couple of minutes on this because we talk about going to Rose for the pool. That's a big thing. A lot of people are interested in this. You guys have been working to try to work out something to maybe reopen the pool that you've got in your own facility there in Fairbanks Park. Are you still making progress on that? I mean, I realize the Rose thing is really cool and it's a nice place, but there's still people that are kind of interested in, you know, what you've got in your own building.
Sure. And you know, that is a project that will be far down the road.
Yeah. So. But you've got some people that are interested in helping you though. And if folks,
we do.
And if folks want to get involved with that, they should probably call you.
Yep, you can call either YMCA, but Vigo County YMCA is 812-232-8446. Mm-hmm. And our CEO, Ryan Penrod, is happy to speak to you about it, to answer any questions and kind of let you know where we are moving in that direction.
You talk about the exercise classes. There's a lot of them.
Yes, there are. We seek to appeal to all audiences. We don't want anyone to feel like they have to go somewhere else to, you know, find what they're looking for. So we have anything from silver sneakers for our seniors or those who are just, you know, coming off of an injury and need to ease their way back in. Silver sneakers is really a great program for anybody, any age group that just kind of needs something a little bit lighter to get healthy. We also have Insanity. You were talking about Jade, who works here. She teaches an insanity class, which is probably one of the hardest classes that you will find.
She's quite well qualified to teach insanity.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we just got...
She's insane.
It's a very difficult workout. I've done it myself. Yeah. And it's you've got to be in good shape to get going on that. But if you want a really good, I mean, hash down 45 minutes and burn about 1,000 calories, that's your class.
Now, with that said, though, okay, if you're like me and your exercise is getting off the couch, you can work into this.
Absolutely.
You shouldn't feel intimidated by saying, you know, and you know, a lot of people are like this. They're going to say, okay, well, the Y is cool. And for those that are exercise freaks, they're going to enjoy it. But I'm not one of those kind of people. I've not done it. I'm not in shape. That's okay. Because
absolutely.
You guys can help get folks... Okay, maybe they're not going to turn out to be the next triathlete, but you can help get them to where they're doing better, so you don't necessarily have to be already at that level to get started.
Correct. We have spin classes, and that's a great way to ease your way back in because you can set the pace. You know, you can go with the class, but you can go a little bit easier if you need to. We have a walking track here in Brazil that you can just go for a nice long walk in these cold winter months when it's so easy to just sit on the couch. And then over in in Vigo County, we have a number of different classes as well to help suit all levels. So don't feel intimidated. You know, we have personal training and the two group over in Vigo as well, which is taking on obesity. So if you put on some extra winter pounds that you're now a little afraid of how to handle, We are there
to. We all do that, don't we?
Yeah, I think we do. We are there to help to get you back on track. And that group is free to members. So just sign up and take advantage of everything we have. It's what we're there for.
Erin Gregory is with the YMCA of Terre Haute and Brazil. She's the director of marketing with us today. Talk about some of the things the Y offers. Do you often see that things kind of slow down for you guys in the winter?
Because no, quite the opposite.
Really?
Yep. Okay. This is when New Year's resolutions come kicking in.
And that's something that's important to people is they make those resolutions. But also, too, as we get into the first part of February and then March right around the corner.
Spring.
That's also when you see a lot of a drop off because they realize they've made promises to themselves mm-hmm. that were pretty unrealistic. And they're just like, and instead of admitting that they can't keep it, they just kind of forget about it and go away.
Yeah, so, it's amazing how once you get through the first month of the year, those resolutions tend to take a back seat. And yeah. it's hard to do it on your own. And that's what makes the Y so special in that regard is that we want to make sure you know you don't have to do it alone. You have a community here to work out with you. You have personal trainers at your disposal. You have groups like the two group we were just talking about, group exercise classes. And it's a great place to meet like-minded people who keep you accountable. I grew up on a swim team, so I was always used to working out with a group. Mm-hmm. And although, you know, there are days where I have to go and do the treadmill on my own, which is terrible. So boring. There are a lot of days when I can just pop on a bike next to a friend or go to a group exercise class and, smile alongside somebody who's tripping to the dance steps with me. And you make it fun and less of a work, I guess.
Yeah. And the interesting thing is that for the Y, it's not, look, if you feel intimidated or a little self-conscious because mm-hmm. you've not done this kind of thing, okay, you're not going in to be next to professional bodybuilders right. that are right next to you and are going to make you feel like, I just want to go home and close the door.
Right, right. You know? Although we do have some very highly skilled weightlifters and instructors yeah. at the Y. The majority of us are all just doing the same thing.
We're all kind of normal folks.
Yeah, we're just trying to get by and stay healthy while we're doing it.
Yeah. Now, of course, the neat thing about the Y is, too, you're not going to spend a fortune to go to the Y. I mean, you guys are really pretty affordable, and you've got, like you said, you've got special programs for mm-hmm. people and that kind of thing, or maybe for folks that are having maybe a little bit of a hard time. There's all kinds of ways that you can get involved and not have to spend a fortune.
That's right. And for all of our membership pricing, because it does vary between the two facilities, you can just visit us at ymcaswv.org, pick the facility that is most accessible to you, and check out the rates. And then with the Y, you have the reciprocity program, which means you have access to every Y in the country with that membership. So if you're going to visit your family, for example, mine lives in Fort Wayne. Mm-hmm. I take my Y ID, show it at the front desk there, and I can go to the Y in Fort Wayne, which is very cool. Your dues are dependent on what facility is your home base. Mm-hmm. But here in Vigo and Clay, you have access to both of those facilities anytime you want through that membership as well. So,
and of course, you know, you can bring the whole family if you want.
Yes, absolutely. And I have three daughters. I was going to say two. I have a 5-month-old.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah, she's still there. but my 5-year-old and my 3-year-old have grown up at the Y. You know, they walk in the doors and they know the staff and they love the Child Watch program, which is wonderful for stay-at-home moms or working parents. You know, who need to stay healthy as well. It's just $10 a month for our members for their kids to go play while you go work out.
Now, that's not a bad deal.
No, it's a fantastic deal.
And to know that they're safe and looked after, you know, then mm-hmm. they're not going to get themselves into trouble or that kind of thing. And
right.
That's
they get
a big problem.
Play, do arts and crafts. Sometimes they take them to the gym to go do games and sports. And, you know, my girls have made long-lasting friendships from the Y. So.
And of course, the Y exists because of support from the community, mm-hmm. not only through membership, but through different events like the big fun run walk that's coming up too. Tell us about that one more time.
Yep. February 23rd, our Heartthrob 5K down in Vigo County. You can sign up at heartthrob.itsyourrace.com. If you need something to motivate you to get off the couch this time of year, start walking at the track in Brazil, hop on the treadmill in either facility, and build up to that 5K or just come do a 1-mile walk or run. Hopefully the weather behaves for us and we don't have too much snow, but all proceeds will benefit the YMCA and our financial assistance program that allows us to support our community and make it accessible to as many as we can.
So get up off the couch. You've binge watched as much as you possibly can. There's nothing worth watching now. You've seen it all. and there's nothing left entertaining to see. So get up off the couch and go do this, you know, and have some fun. Aaron Gregory with the Y, both in Brazil and Terre Haute. You're encouraged to stop by and see what they've got to offer for you. Lots of neat things going on. Thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
I'm Frank Rush. That's Focus on the Community for this week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.